This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey everybody, this is Gary V, Nerd Chuck, and this is episode 118 of the Ask Gary V Show. So as you can see, this is my father, Sasha. A lot of you don't know my dad. I love my dad very, very much. My dad is an immigrant from the former Soviet Union, who I'm very fond of. Many of you who've crossed over from Wine Library TV to the Ask Gary V Show know this character. Many of you are about to have some fun times. As you can see, we have a lot of food and wine here. We just taped six or seven videos that will run in Wine Library, where my dad is the founder, CEO, and owner of. Stefan, Andy K, and D-Rock are here. We played 4 or 5 hours of basketball. I'm actually on family vacation right now. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be
tradition.
Off. Yeah, we do it every year.
Every year.
I'm supposed to be off the grid, but we decided to tape some wine videos. And I've been missing the show. I know I've been traveling a lot. I know I come back. Are we getting one in on Monday?
I think
we're going to sneak one in on Monday, but then again on the West Coast. India, unfortunately, is not here. So Andy, let me get up. D-Rock, you're going to have to roll with me here. Andy, you haven't really been on the show. Andy, who's a big part of our team, does all the paid acquisition. A lot of you who discovered me on Facebook, it's because Andy and I, but really Andy, have been very strategic about finding you in your Facebook feed. So Andy, let's get into
the show.
The show. I tricked you. So what happened?
Why, Andy good. Made Gary famous?
No, Andy did not make me famous.
Oh.
I made Andy famous.
That's right.
All right. You made me famous, Dad.
Oh, I see.
All right, let's get into the show. Andy.
Melanie asks, you've led Wine Library and VaynerMedia through insane growth. What's your best advice to those leading growing teams?
You know, I think one of the things that I think about when growing, and you know, Wine Library probably, from 1998, Dad, until 2004 or five, in that 5 or 6, 7 year period, we probably went from what? How many employees do you think when I, with Dick and Bobby, maybe 10, 12, to like 80 or 90, right? That's what would you say in that 5 or 6 year period? So,
but we were overstaffed.
Yes, Dad.
No, but we were overstaffed for a reason.
Yeah, we were growing.
We're growing.
And the same thing's happening now with, I'm sure AJ would now say we're overstaffed, as we've gone from 30 to 525 people in the last 3 years at VaynerMedia. I think the big thing for me, and it's interesting, it's fun to have my dad here. The big thing with me that I think is a little bit different than my dad and AJ, I'm kind of, when you're going through insane growth, I definitely don't worry about the little things. You've got to move fast. There's going to be a ton of headaches. There's going to always be issues. But I try to focus on the top line, right? When you're trying to grow quickly, you're really growing top line revenue. A lot of times, you know, that may be at the mercy of gross profit, net profit.
For sure,
there's always issues with personnel. There's always disagreements and things of that nature, but for me, it's not sweating the small things. To me, I keep my heads very much in the cloud. I really focus on the agenda at hand, and I think where most people struggle is they focus on the small things. They get caught up in things that may not matter as much in a net game, and I think that has been a very major factor in my business success, that I'm able to not get caught up in the things that I think the far majority of people get caught up in. I think people get emotional about things. I think people don't project financial outcomes. You know, both when I got involved in my dad's business and with VaynerMedia, the growth of the revenue on the high end, on the top line, was very extreme. And I think that's something that people struggle to calibrate. To me, it's not sweating the small things. Dad?
Yeah.
Great. Let's get into the next question.
I think it's well.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people now watch the show. The show's gotten very big. I don't know if you know.
I didn't know.
Ask Gary Vee Show. It's very big.
So how come I'm the first time on the show?
Well, I mean, it's all just worked out. Timing. You're very busy. You're busy. You don't come to New York when I'm taping the show.
Right. It's true.
You know, you have a very different point of view. You have a very unique point of view on me that the audience does not have.
Listen, no question about it. Not because he's my son. He's a very, very special kid. No doubt.
I'm almost 40, Dad.
So no, you're always going to be a kid to me.
I know.
Please,
I know.
I mean,
no,
I get like
it,
your children.
Yes, I get it.
Whatever. That's not.
Why don't you tell the audience when you first realized how special I was?
Oh, I knew it at a very early stage.
No, tell them. This will be fun for me.
Shit.
I can't get you to tell me on face.
No. I always give you the credit. Credit.
Always.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you to your face, or how wonderful you are. No. You sold drapery, right?
You're going what way you, back.
It's two. No, wait a minute.
I was 10.
Wait, I was 10. What year is that? Hold on.
1985.
No. Before, it's Dogwood Matters.
Yeah, 1985. I was 10 when I did the mini flea market. Mini flea market.
85.
Yep.
We had some...
Cockamanian clock.
The
blue drapery.
And my day at that time, I used to take Sunday off once in a while to spend quality time with my children. Right?
Which meant we would sleep.
Right. Listen, I used to work 16 hours a day, 14 hours a day.
For sure.
It's not so easy.
Nope.
But mom gave you the drapers, right?
Yeah.
And you sold it.
And they were stunned.
Yeah.
And grandma.
Yeah. And yeah, well, I knew that. Listen, I knew it. You're my son, right? When I lent you supposedly, no, I did lend you.
You lent me? Yep.
Money.
You lent me $1,000 to start my baseball card business when I was 14.
I was in the business, right?
Yep.
And a couple of people said to me, you know, you're an idiot. You're never going to see this money back. Right?
I paid you back fast.
Fast. Like within the month.
Mm-hmm. And that was hard. That was like 1989 when I could only go to a show once every other
and
weekend.
And then you start working in the store.
Kenwood Chardonnay.
No, Sebastiani.
Well, I asked you to move.
Yeah, you.
Kenwood, I sold.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. Listen.
All right, let's go, Andy.
Okay, let's go.
Buzz HR asks, I started a daily vlog series. Should I focus on YouTube, Facebook video, or both?
Buzzer, this is interesting. We're in a very interesting time right now with YouTube and...
Is that a name?
That's a name, Dan. That's probably a screen name. Buzzer, it's a very interesting time right now. I think YouTube and Facebook video are both the two dominant platforms, but I think 6 or 7 months ago, D-Rock, are we okay with the sound? I know it's windy.
Yeah.
We'll just go with it. I think that, by the way, I'm so pumped. The Ask Gary V show audience is not ready for all this craziness.
No?
I think that Facebook video is grossly underestimated. I think YouTube is obviously the established leader, but I think Facebook is incredible. I think it's incredibly effective. There's nothing like Facebook targeting, and I think both. The answer is both. I think both really matter. I can say that, you know, look, I mean, eating our own dog food, Andy, I think we're really focusing on Facebook right now. We kind of have an understanding of what YouTube's all about, but the targeting is just incredible on Facebook. So the answer is both, brother. Focus on both. Let's move on.
John asks, what's one question you get asked all the time that you can't stand answering?
What's one question I get asked all the time that I can't stand answering? Which one is that, Dan? The Valdez? Great Pinot, right?
I love it. And I'm not.
I know you're not a big Pinot guy. All right, D-Rock, over here. This is not a wine show. You can finish it. I don't know if there's any question that bothers me that people...
He's so chill. I mean, nothing, you know. Really. Doesn't question it personally.
Always
I mean,
get asked.
Yeah.
Like, no, I mean.
You know what, Dad? I'm going to take advantage of having you here. You know, obviously, we're same, but we're very different.
But you got a lot of me.
Yes, I know.
I mean, in the better, you know.
The competitive thing.
Yeah, you know, it's more. Yeah.
But. Were you interested in the fact that I'm so unfazed? You listen, there's a lot of people watching. Tell the truth. You get upset.
About?
A lot of things.
No, it's, of course. I'm a human. I mean, I have,
But you admit, you agree, in business, I'm kind of weird, right? I go into this weird state where I'm not.
He's different. And he's very different. No. I have to hand it to him, not because he's sitting here, and I really don't give him compliments. And, you know, why he's.
Guys, just so you know, I'm fishing here because I don't get this. So I'm using advantage of the show.
Yeah. But he's very different. I'm a principal guy.
I'm a principal guy.
You are. But you put what's good for the business before your.
My own feelings.
Yeah. And I can't. And I'm exactly reverse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And probably that's what was holding me back. Yeah, listen, I'm not complaining. I did pretty okay.
Yes, you did, mister.
Was no language, no, you know,
$100,
I
don't have, poor.
Yeah, I can
you
write a book
fine.
And my book would be better than his, but that's besides the point. He's making a face, you know.
Because it wouldn't be better.
You know.
Wouldn't be better. So that's why I'm making a face.
Yeah.
Let's play one-on-one. Show the basket. We're going to play one-on-one to, like, settle this.
Listen, we just had my youngest son got married. And
AJ? You, they know AJ.
AJ, everybody knows him. And you would not know what took place at the wedding. I mean, Gary gave a speech, I gave a speech, my daughter jumped in, and it became...
We're a very competitive family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's healthy. Very healthy.
And slightly unhealthy, but I'm pumped we're
mean,
unhealthy.
What do you mean unhealthy?
Well, we're
end of the day...
We love each other.
Even in the business, never left upset. You never left upset with me, I know.
Within a year? We never left upset in a day?
We kiss each other.
Well, we love each other. Yeah. So I don't remember the question, but I think ultimately, Andy, there's no question that really bothers me.
No.
I think that most people know the answers to most of the questions that they ask me. I just don't think they want to put in the work. And one thing that, you know, I will say this. I think one of the best days of my life, and I'll say this in front of you, this is fun for me. One of the best days of my life, the life that I've lived, almost 40 years now, was when, I don't, you know, it's funny, it's great as a day of this was in my life, I don't fully remember it, but I do remember several months ago, maybe within the year, maybe within 18 months, you kind of telling me like, man, for as hard as I worked, you work really hard.
I would, honestly, I felt at the time I was working hard. 7 days a week, 14 hours, all this shit. This one, when I came to this country, I'm never going to forget. And listen, I don't want to tell my story.
Let's do it.
I came, it's in 1978, and I remember I landed in JFK, Pan Am. Is that the
Pan Am?
Pan
yep.
Am, the airline.
Our business.
Yeah.
Mismanaged.
Yeah. And I was walking on Queens Boulevard.
I know the story. Go ahead.
Right?
You tell them, not
and
me.
And I saw a sign said Alexander's.
Which was a department store for some of you old timers.
You, right? My actual official name is Alexander. Everybody called me Sasha, whatever. And I looked, and I was with my cousin, who was already a year in this country, right? And we walked by it, and the whole family was together. And I looked, and I said, you know, someday I'm going to have that. And she looked at me, and she, you know, like, come on. And not exactly the same.
Wine library is very similar to that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, you have to have... But he, of course, he got bigger dream.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be.
To own jets, that's real. I'm not looking for a lot, a couple of points there.
You want to own a couple of
jets?
All right, Andy, let's keep going.
Angie asks, successful leaders say that you're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. How do you level up your five?
This is an interesting question. This is something I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out. Am I willing to surround myself with people that are better than me? I know it's windy, D-Rock, relax, we're outside. I know, you know, a lot of times I've wondered, am I surrounding myself with people that are not? You know, I'm very nurturing. You know, I like having a lot of people around me. I like building up people.
Yeah.
You got?
True.
Yeah, I like it.
Very,
I like,
very true. I mean, listen, not because he's my son, and again, I don't want to sit and brag in front of him. He's extremely, extremely special kid. If I knew what I'm going to get, I would go, it's a true story, by the way. His mother, before we got married, she said one of the things she wants to have five kids. And of course, yeah, being young, I said, hey, no problem.
My parents were married at 20.
Right. We were young. And, you know, the time went on, and, you know, I got scared about the education to be able to pay. The kids should not have loans. Such a nonsense. They should all have loans.
I would have paid it off easy.
Right. So, I mean, he's definitely, and again, I'm not going to sit and brag about you, but I never...
Listen, I think I might have you on the show more often. This is not, I'm feeling nice.
I mean, he's, you know what? I'll be very honest with you. Maybe somebody out there who's going to stumble on this video, whatever, his DNA should be bottled. I'm very serious, not because we had 12 wines. Well, that helps. But, I mean, he is extremely, extremely special in many ways. And you know, I don't know. I'm, as a father, I'm very proud. In the business, we had a lot of disagreements. we could disagree about the color
Everything.
Of the goddamn thing. But end of the day, we bounce off each other things. And I don't think Gary ever mentions that because he's a very competitive guy. But a lot of good ideas, and I don't want to put myself somewhere, but a lot in the beginning was a wine library. It's came driving an hour each way.
I wrote a medium.
I miss this so much. I miss this so much. And I understand, listen, he got things going on. But that part I always miss because it was very special. You know, even today, when the family get together, it's even my daughter's birthday was a couple days ago. You know, she turned, 30?
Six.
Right.
Sorry, Liz.
Yeah. No, but, you know, even her friends saw the dynamic of our family. And I have to give it to Mom. Mom built a very strong foundation. Who grew up without a mother, you know? She was at age 5, she lost her mother, but she's a very special person who built this family, and, you know, I work, and she was building the family, and it's a great combination, and it's, you know, I mean, I'm very proud what this family were able to accomplish, and especially with Gary and AJ. I mean, you know, special kids, definitely, all of them. And it's
thanks, Dad.
Really, real special, real special.
Thanks, Dad. I have no idea, Andy, what the question was, but what was it again?
Some of the 5 people you spend your most time with. How do
you
level up your 5?
Yeah, I think I have. I definitely, over the last 5 to 7 years, surround myself with higher caliber characters. I think it's a commitment. I think, but on the flip side, I'm very comfortable in bringing value to the people that maybe aren't better than me. I think giving back is massively important. I think it's there's a level of karma, and I think as long as you're focused on surrounding yourself with 5 people that can bring your level up, I think the real answer is it's about 10, right? I think it's about creating a scenario where you have 5 people that are leveling you up, and I think it's about surrounding yourself with 5 people that you level up. And I think I get tremendous enjoyment on leveling up the 5 people around me.
Chris asks, I got a question for you. How bad do you wish Tom Brady was your quarterback?
This is again?
The question is, how bad do I want Tom Brady to be my quarterback?
You don't.
I'll take him. I mean, look, Brett Favre was probably one of the 5 players I disliked the most in the NFL, but I've said it before on the show, the second that a player takes on my logo, they're all about, right?
That's true.
Right? Wayne Gretzky, we didn't like. I like, well, my dad's a Devils fan, I'm a Rangers fan, but I think, he's getting a little old.
Dolphin.
I think he's a little,
field, right?
I think he's a little, listen, I would cut my, I'm going to say this, I would cut my entire right arm off.
No,
I would
please,
live my,
please.
Sit calm. I would cut my, I would
not
cut,
for Brady.
I would cut my entire right, left arm off for Aaron Rodgers. Because I think we'd win the Super Bowl. I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback. Andrew Luck. I would cut my entire left arm off for Andrew Luck. I'm going to Indianapolis for week 2.
What about Dan Marino?
Dan Marino's finished.
Right.
Thank God. Those were tough years. The Jets have really struggled. I mean, we had Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, and Tom Brady. We've had basically all the three other teams in our division. Age is 28, he's never won a championship because my baseball team and hockey team won before he was old enough to enjoy it. So he's a Knicks and Jets fan. AJ, would you cut your left arm off for Andrew Luck?
Smart.
AJ says no.
Smart.
I would.
You wouldn't either.
Right.
I would.
No.
I'd cut my left pinky off for sure.
All right, that I could.
Would you cut your left pinky off? No. I would. I would 100%.
What's his name cut? His
JPP.
Giants, right?
Yeah, because he's.
What's going on?
He lost his index finger. All right, let's move on. That's it. Move on. Last question.
No.
AJ's calling for time. We got to wrap up the show.
Where are we going?
We got to eat dinner with the family. That's it? That was it. Dad.
That's it, Dad.
Dad, as my special guest, you get to ask the question of the day. Any question you want. Please don't make it political like you did on Wine Library.
Who's more charismatic? My son or me?
Jesus. They're going to love you for this episode. You're going to get more votes than you deserve. You keep asking questions, I'll keep answering them.